Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a two-day visit to Israel, expresses hope that his visit to Israel will further consolidate enduring bonds between the two countries. India and Israel unequivocally condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. India abstains in UN General Assembly on draft resolution calling for unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. US President Donald Trump says America is currently richer and stronger than ever before. And in cricket, England beat Pakistan by 2 wickets to enter T20 World Cup semi-finals. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a two-day state visit to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. The two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders are also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi will also call on the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Dheeraj Kakaria, in Jerusalem for the latest update on the Prime Minister's visit. Dheeraj, what latest update you have for our listeners on the Prime Minister's visit to Israel?
Anuja, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Tel Aviv around 4:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He will be received at airport by Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, his Israeli counterpart, and immediately after landing, they will be having talks. Both leaders are known to be giving personal touches to the diplomacy. After this, both leaders will be proceeding to Jerusalem, which is around 50 kilometers away, and rest of all the programs are organized in Jerusalem only. Around 85,000 India origin Jews who migrated after creation of Jewish homeland in form of Israel nation, they are eager to welcome our Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other Indian migrated people, which are around 18 to 20,000 in number. They are also keenly waiting for Prime Minister to come to Israel. The main program today is Prime Minister's address to Israeli Parliament, which is called Knesset. Knesset is a unicameral legislature, meaning it has only one chamber. Prime Minister's address is eagerly awaited not only in government circle but throughout Israel. And Israel these days give due significance to Indian views and particularly those of our Prime Minister. Today, after this main program, Mr. Modi will be heading to see one tech exhibition in which top Israeli technologies will be demonstrated. During today's programs, Prime Minister is also scheduled to be talking to Indian origin Jews and other people. Top Israeli technologies demonstration will be very important because Israel is too ahead in artificial intelligence and on technology front, particularly in defense technologies. These are highlights of the first day of his two-day tour to Israel. With this, back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Dheeraj, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that his two-day state visit to Israel will further consolidate the enduring bonds between the two countries. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative and prosperous future for both the countries. He said that India and Israel share a robust and multifaceted strategic partnership that has witnessed remarkable growth and dynamism in recent years. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to holding discussions with Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. He said the talks will focus on further strengthening cooperation between the two nations across various sectors, including science and technology, innovation, agriculture, and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi said they will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and Israel have strongly and unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations during the 10th meeting of India-Israel Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in New Delhi yesterday. Both countries emphasized that confronting terrorism requires sustained, comprehensive and concerted action. A report.
The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Israel. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation through training, cyber security, exchange of best practices and information sharing, as well as enhanced law enforcement and judicial coordination. They also renewed their commitment to enhance cooperation at multilateral forums, including the UN and FATF. India and Israel strongly condemned the brutal terror attacks in both countries and stressed the urgent need to hold the perpetrators accountable. They also discussed emerging threats such as terrorist recruitment, misuse of technology, and the growing use of unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, and AI for terror activities. Both sides decided to hold the next meeting of the Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism in Israel. With Anupam and Dilnashi Arzu, Tripti Srivastav, World News.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India abstained in the UN General Assembly last night on a draft resolution that called for an immediate, full and unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The draft resolution was adopted by the 193-member UN General Assembly, with 107 nations voting in favour, 12 against and 51 abstentions. India was among the 51 member states abstaining from the resolution introduced by Kyiv, along with Bahrain, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, South Africa, Sri Lanka, United Arab Emirates and the United States. The resolution reiterated its call for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law, including the Charter of the United Nations. President Donald Trump has declared that U.S. is back and is currently richer and stronger than ever before. President Trump was delivering his first State of the Union address during his second term as president to a sharply divided Congress this morning. The central theme of his speech was national security, where he claimed to have established the most secure border in American history. Trump highlighted a major shift from previous years, stating that the unfettered flow of millions of illegal aliens has been stopped.
In the past 9 months, zero illegal aliens have been admitted to the United States. But we will always allow people to come in legally, people that will love our country and will work hard to maintain our country.
He further supported his claims of a 100% closed border by announcing that the flow of deadly fentanyl into the country has dropped by a record 56% in just 1 year. Beyond border security, the president touted a turnaround for the ages regarding the U.S. economy, crediting his administration's first-year policies for the surge in national wealth. The Canadian government has started proceedings to revoke the citizenship of 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahavur Hussain Rana. The move comes ahead of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's visit to India from tomorrow, as Ottawa seeks to reset ties with New Delhi, strained during the previous Justin Trudeau government. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan's hopes of reaching the semi-finals suffered a major blow after England clinched a dramatic 2-wicket victory in the Group 2 Super 8 match in Sri Lanka last night. Today, Sri Lanka will take on New Zealand in a Group 2 Super 8 match in Colombo at 7 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a 2-day visit to Israel, expresses hope that his visit to Israel will further consolidate enduring bonds between the two countries. India and Israel unequivocally condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. India abstains in UN General Assembly on draft resolution calling for unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. US President Donald Trump says, America is currently richer and stronger than ever before. And in cricket, England beat Pakistan by 2 wickets to enter T20 World Cup semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.